Luther says, from the fact that prayer is so urgently commanded, you ought to conclude that we should by no means despise our prayers, but rather praise them highly.
Pastor Jonathan Fisk speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
This is an act of obedience, he says. On this I rely and depend and revere it highly because of the commandment. But he also says, God has made and affirmed a promise with the Lord's Prayer that what we pray is certain and a sure thing. All that stuff that you don't want, that the Spirit compels you to pray for when you pray the Lord's Prayer, is a sure thing to be answered true, concluding on the last day, of course, but already present through faith alone in Christ.
You can listen to Pastor Fisk's presentation, Making the Case for the Lord's Prayer, in an audio DVD from the 2016 Making the Case Conference for a donation of $300. We'll send you this audio DVD. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It is Friday afternoon. That's the end of our broadcast week. We are coming to you live. That's important as well. And when those two things happen, we are usually playing Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just like we are today. That means we've got four soundbites to play for you. We'll play them for you, one, two, three, four, and then your part of the game is very simple. All you need to do is pick one of those soundbites that you think ought to be the soundbite of the week. And give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Phone call voters get to vote first when we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can also send us an email, and we'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When you vote, we want to know who you are, which one you're voting for, and why. And if you're sending it via email or Twitter or at Facebook, please let us know where you listen as well, because we'd like to know where our listeners are when they listen and they play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. The listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and a notepad. Have the best vote, and you'll get the LPR bundle package absolutely free. Soundbite number one this week comes from Oz Guinness. We were recently interviewing him on his latest book, Impossible People. Here he is. One of the best points he made in the entire book is that Christians, in spite of all the opposition in culture, are not victims of culture.
Well, that notion of victimhood grew up around the understanding of the way the Jews have been treated by the Nazis. But fortunately, the Jews refused to portray themselves as victims, although ever since then, there's a kind of more victimized than thou mentality, and the victims are used to make points on behalf of justice and so on. But here's the problem. Those who portray themselves as victims soon come to perceive themselves as victims and eventually paralyze themselves as victims, because victims go nowhere. And our Lord told us to expect opposition, contradiction, costs, and so on. He warned us of all the things we faced if we're faithful to him. So we should never be not only fearful, we should never be the whiners and complainers and victim players. We count it joy to pick up our crosses and follow him, knowing what the reward will finally be.
That's soundbite number one. Oz Guinness, Christians are not victims of culture. If you like it and would like to vote for it and make it Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, it needs your vote. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Scott Klusendorf. We were talking with him about Tim Kaine, the vice presidential candidate on the Democratic ticket. His argument of late is that he is personally opposed to abortion, but...
Well, I'm going to ask him the same question that Lincoln put to Stephen Douglas, who essentially argued the same thing on slavery. Douglas said he was personally opposed to slavery, but thought each state should have the right to vote it up or down. So here's the question. Mr. Kaine, why are you personally opposed? In other words, if the behavior you wish to legally sanction is not evil, in this case, does not intentionally kill an innocent human being, why be opposed at all? And, of course, the only reason to be opposed to abortion at all is because it intentionally kills an innocent human being. If morally it's no different than pulling a tooth, I don't care how many abortions a person has, and neither should Senator Kaine. And this is precisely the point that Lincoln put to Douglas.
That's Scott Klusendorf, soundbite number two, Tim Kaine's I'm personally opposed to abortion, but position taken apart piece by piece. If you'd like to vote for that one to be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, just give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet with your vote, @issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, talking about how Christians prepare for martyrdom.
So I wrote, I don't know if Father Hamill had the chance to speak any last words to his flock as the terrorists stormed into his sanctuary, but I do know that any faithful pastor wouldn't need to say much in his final benediction. To fulfill the final task of his job, all he'd need to do was look at the sheep he'd forgiven throughout the years and tell them, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ. And what I mean by that is, when a pastor does his job just faithfully throughout the years, so Father Hamill had been at this parish for, I think, 20 years, something of that nature. If you just do your job faithfully, every single week you're preparing people for this moment. Every single week you're preparing people for death, whenever it may come. So when you speak the word of forgiveness, when you tell people that their sins have been taken away, when you tell people, when you declare them to be at peace with God, when you give them the comfort of knowing that in the waters of baptism they've been claimed as God's own children, that in the sacrament of the altar they have been invited to feast on the righteousness of Christ that the devil cannot take away from them. In all of that, what you're doing is you are preparing people for the moment of their death. So that, this is why it is that we, for example, sing in the liturgy, that we sing the words of Simeon in our Lutheran churches after receiving the Lord's Supper. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Thy word has been fulfilled. So we're singing, we can now die in peace, so that if terrorists were to storm into our church and to take our lives, we would die with nothing on our tongues but the praises of our God, because we have his forgiveness. And so when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, proclaims the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment, whenever it might come. And so there's not much else that you'd need to say. In an instance like that, you can just simply say, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom. If you'd like to vote for it, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or a tweet @issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is ahead. That's the last one we're asking you to consider for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It comes from Pastor Chris Roseborough. Here he is explaining in simple terms the biblical place of signs and wonders.
Miracles always are never the thing. In fact, miracles are always part of the support system of a message. And so what I think is fascinating, you know, during the time of the Reformation, the Reformers were challenged and basically said, what miracles can you point to support your understanding of law and gospel and salvation by grace through faith? And the Reformers actually had a very interesting answer. They said, our miracles that we point to are the ones performed by the apostles themselves and Christ. And that's correct. And so Jesus himself points out the fact that in the last days, there will be deceivers that will perform great signs and wonders to mislead, if possible, even the elect. This is what Jesus actually warns us about in the Olivet Discourse. And so the idea is this, is that signs and wonders always are kind of the support system of a particular message. So you have to kind of go back upstream and ask the question, what is the message being preached by the person who's performing this alleged sign and wonder? Does it square with Scripture? And over and again, you see that these people in the charismatic movement and the New Apostolic Reformation, who are part of the signs and wonders, you know, thing going on today, over and again, they are twisting the scriptures, and they are not rightly handling God's word. They are not placarding Christ and him crucified. And these signs and wonders that they are pointing to are actually leading people away from sound doctrine and a proper understanding of what Christ has done in true discipleship. So signs and wonders, if you would, are the support or buttressing system for a message itself. That's really how they're used in Scripture. And then the question is, what is the message that's being supported by the sign or the wonder?
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the biblical place of signs and wonders. Those are the four soundbites, and now it's time for you to vote. We've played them. Oz Guinness, Christians are not victims of culture. Soundbite number two, Scott Klusendorf, Tim Kaine's, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but. Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough, the biblical place of signs and wonders. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. This break is a great time to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters get to vote first. Talkback at issuesztc.org is our in-studio email address, our Twitter address at issuesztc. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesztc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week after the break.
Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois, engages young adults in a Christ-centered environment, delivering academic excellence and spiritual growth to develop Christian leaders for tomorrow. We provide a Christ-focused alternative to public high schools. Many of our students receive tuition assistance. To help us provide tuition assistance to more students, go to melhs.org and click on the giving page, or call me, Dr. J. Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
Your pastor has been called to shepherd you as a member of Christ's flock. Doxology offers an innovative program of advanced study retreats where your pastor can be refreshed, renewed, and refocused. Find out more at doxology.us. Many pastors report that doxology has been one of the most valuable learning experiences since seminary. Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Doxology.us. Doxology.us.
More topics, more guests, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, July the 29th. Phone call voters get top priority. Our call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Is it soundbite number one, Oz Guinness, Christians are not victims of culture? Soundbite number two, Scott Klusendorf, Tim Kaine's, I'm personally opposed to abortion, but. Soundbite number three, Pastor Hans Feeney, how Christians prepare for martyrdom. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Chris Roseborough on the biblical place of signs and wonders. Let's start first in Clarksville, Tennessee with Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. I'd like to vote for Pastor Feeney's soundbite because isn't this exactly what Lutheranism talks about with the blessed death, And whether we're a martyr or whether we die of cancer, we should die fearlessly and we should die well. And I think that's exactly what Pastor Feeney was giving us, the blessed gifts of everyday grace and life in Christ.
Thank you. Thanks, Jan. Thanks for listening there in Tennessee. Let's see what Don has to say. He listens in Rutherford, Texas. Hi, Don.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Which one are you voting for?
I'm voting for Soundbite 3, How Christians Prepare for Martyrdom.
And why is that, briefly?
Well, you know, I used to never think that we would ever maybe have the opportunity to die as a martyr. But it seems like now our chances are getting better and better.
Don, thanks for listening in Texas, and thanks for your vote as well. Andy listens in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hi, Andy.
Take they our life, good, fame, child, or wife, they can harm us none. The judge, the deed is done. Number 3.
All right. Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Missouri. Jeannie says, hi, I'm listening in Maple Valley, Washington, listening at home while processing apples. That's nice. What a power-packed group, hard to choose, but pure, wonderful gospel in soundbite number 3, and it's my choice. Thanks for being a rock for the rock in this crazy world. Thank you very much for your vote. Anthony listens in South Carolina. Anthony says, my vote is for Hans Feeney, soundbite number 3. That quote is so beautiful and spot on. The enemy is too late for those of us in Christ. Yay and amen. Anthony, thank you, and thanks for listening in South Carolina. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. In Kansas, Dan is also listening. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number 2, Scott Klusendorf, on Tim Kaine's I'm personally opposed to abortion but argument. He says, because it tells us what needs to be asked to Tim Kaine about his position. Dan, thanks for listening in Kansas. Sonia listens in Illinois. As always, all the soundbites are excellent, but Pastor Feeney's comments brought tears to my eyes. These men have come here to take our lives, but they are too late. Our lives already belong to Christ. What an outstanding heaven-focused statement. Would God that we could all utter such words in the face of martyrdom. Thanks for listening in Illinois, Sonia. Sally listens in Nebraska. My vote is for Pastor Hans Feeney, soundbite number 3. What a powerful, reassuring statement in regard to such a horrendous act. Death swallowed up in victory in Jesus. This one will definitely be added to my Issues Etc. soundbite bulletin board in my Sunday school classroom. Hey, thanks for doing that. Thanks for listening in Nebraska. Here's the winner this week, soundbite number 3, Pastor Hans Feeney, How Christians Prepare for Martyrdom.
So I wrote, I don't know if Father Hamill had the chance to speak any last words to his flock as the terrorists stormed into his sanctuary, but I do know that any faithful pastor wouldn't need to say much in his final benediction. To fulfill the final task of his job, all he'd need to do was look at the sheep he'd forgiven throughout the years and tell them, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ. And what I mean by that is, when a pastor does his job just faithfully throughout the years, so Father Hamill had been at this parish for, I think, 20 years, something of that nature. If you just do your job faithfully, every single week you're preparing people for this moment. Every single week you're preparing people for death, whenever it may come. So when you speak the word of forgiveness, when you tell people that their sins have been taken away, when you tell people, when you declare them to be at peace with God, when you give them the comfort of knowing that in the waters of baptism they've been claimed as God's own children, that in the sacrament of the altar they have been invited to feast on the righteousness of Christ, that the devil cannot take away from them. In all of that, what you're doing is you are preparing people for the moment of their death. So that, this is why it is that we, for example, sing in the liturgy, that we sing the words of Simeon in our Lutheran churches after receiving the Lord's Supper. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. Thy word has been fulfilled. So we're singing that we can now die in peace, so that if terrorists were to storm into our church and to take our lives, we would die with nothing on our tongues but the praises of our God, because we have his forgiveness. And so when a pastor just faithfully teaches the gospel to his people, proclaims the gospel to his people, gives them the forgiveness of sins, he's preparing them for that moment, whenever it might come. And so there's not much else that you'd need to say. In an instance like that, you can just simply say, don't be afraid. These men have come here to take our lives, but they're too late. Our lives already belong to Christ.
That's the winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, soundbite number 3, Pastor Hans Feeney, How Christians Prepare for Martyrdom. Sonia, listening in Illinois, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. Thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, Doxology and the Office of National Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have a one-day stewardship conference coming up next month in Springfield, Illinois. It's going to provide a sound biblical and theological foundation for Christian stewardship while offering practical solutions for churches, large and small. Find out more at doxology.us, doxology.us. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll begin a series with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. Has American Christianity failed? I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.